help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Be sure to check out my website. It's elderrage.com. It's got so many valuable resources for you. You can see a list of my upcoming guests, too. Stay tuned now, because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Gail Hunt, and she is the executive director of the National Alliance for Caregiving, which is dedicated to providing support to family caregivers and the professionals who help them. Be sure to check out their website, which is www.caregiving.org. It's wonderful. We're going to be right back in a couple minutes now with Gail Hunt.
Does your website maximize online sales? Is it fully interactive with your internet customers? Are you able to update your website? Are you at the whim of the webmaster that never calls back? Hello, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. We're the largest internet talk radio station in the world, and like many businesses, we quickly outgrew our static website. The days of putting up some graphics and contact information are over. Database-driven interactive sites with full e-commerce capabilities represent the future of the internet. We search nationwide for a creative and responsive web developer, one who really listened to our challenges and found solutions that truly worked. Lynch Interactive has the experience required to take your company to the next level. Click on the link on the bottom of our WS Radio website for lynchinteractive.com. From e-commercing to web development and technology integration, Lynch Interactive is the right choice.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel. I'm the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Next, we're going to be speaking now with Gail Hunt, and she has been the executive director of the National Alliance for Caregiving since its founding in 1996. Gail has appeared on the Today Show, CNN, MSNBC, Fox Network News, and NPR, and she has been quoted in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Parade Magazine, and the Washington Post. Welcome, Gail.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi. So please tell us. Tell us everything. What is the National Alliance for Caregiving all about?
We're a 37-member coalition. We have 37 national organizations that are part of the alliance, and that includes both for-profits and not-for-profit groups that are interested in family caregiving. And we do research. We develop national programs to help family caregivers. We do policy analysis and work to increase public awareness of caregiving issues.
Fantastic. What are some of the hottest legislative issues that are emerging around caregiving right now?
Well, it's interesting. There are a couple of pieces of legislation that are actually in bills right now before Congress that are of interest to caregivers. One is there's a national respite bill to look at respite across the lifespan. Another is a bill that's just come out in the House to look at allowing family caregivers who leave their jobs when they're 55 or older to be eligible for Medicare. Another is a bill to give caregivers and other people doing long-term care a tax deduction off of their income tax. And another is the...
I could have used that one when I was doing a year of caregiving. Why didn't we have that passed then?
Well, we don't have it now.
I know.
I mean, it's one of those things that's been it's been up before Congress actually for a couple of years, and they haven't acted. So
what can we do? What can we do?
Well, your listeners can certainly get in touch with their congressman. In this case, it's Senate 627 is the number, and they can say that they're... they believe it would be a good thing to pass that legislation. There's another thing that your listeners might be interested in, too, though, and that is there are some demonstrations on paying family caregivers. Particularly, these are for Medicaid, that is, low-income care recipients, for them to have vouchers to be able to pay anybody that they want to provide the care that they need, and of course they can pay their family members with the exception of spouses under these demonstrations.
Wow, how would somebody apply for something like that?
You'd have to be in one of the states that has a demonstration. There are just, there are three major states with the demonstration: Arkansas, New Jersey, and Florida. And that's the cash and counseling programs that, as I said, are under Medicaid. But if your listeners were to call their local state Medicaid office, they would be able to find out there, because there are some other states that have small programs too. California, for example, has one where they can do this, and there are other states as well.
So that would be fantastic. If you're an adult child and you're having to take care of mom and dad, you could get paid to do that if your parents have burned through their life savings and they're now on the Medicaid system.
If your state is one of those states that's doing the special demonstrations, I mean, this is something that's very cutting edge. It hasn't been really moved forward yet in a lot of states. They're just kind of testing it out. Because as you might imagine, there are some people who say, well, why should we pay the family caregiver to do something that they're already doing for free?
And the reason is, tell everybody why we need to push this through.
Well, part of the issue is that family caregivers get burned out. In addition to that, when that happens and the care recipient is on Medicaid, those people often go into nursing homes, and we end up paying a lot more under Medicaid as taxpayers than we would if we gave some minimum wage to the family caregiver. But the other thing is that family caregivers are making huge sacrifices as it is. A lot of them drop back to part-time, or they quit their jobs, or they're paying out of pocket for these services for their parents or their grandparents. And so there's really an issue of, we need to be supporting the family caregiver, and perhaps one of the ways we could do this is to start thinking about paying them under cash and counseling.
That would be so great. You know, that's what happened to me. I mean, 20-year career in the television business, and I had to go take care of my parents, and I was a whole year, my whole career gone. And I was astounded when we burned through mom and dad's life savings. I mean, you can imagine two people needing 24-hour care and keeping them at home, and adult daycare 5 days a week for them. We burned through their life savings like nothing. And then I applied for Medicaid, Medi-Cal in California, and I was astonished that they would pay to put them in a nursing home, but they wouldn't help me keep them at home.
Yes.
And I went, exactly. But, yeah. And then we started burning through all my life savings, and I was just astounded by what I went through. So
it's a very common story that family caregivers, they really want to keep their parents or grandparents at home, and they will do pretty much whatever it takes. But oftentimes they go into all kinds of financial problems on their own, especially as the example you gave, where your job comes in jeopardy. I mean, we know that half of the caregivers who work have had to make some kind of workplace accommodation. Either they're coming in late or leaving early, or they take an unpaid leave of absence, or they drop back to part-time, or they pass up a promotion. And then some 10% of them in total either quit their jobs totally or take early retirement. And there's a huge financial toll on those caregivers, and there's little or no recognition of that financial toll, not even to mention the emotional toll on caregivers in our current system.
And it falls on, typically, 78% of caregivers are women, so it falls on the adult child who is the daughter or the daughter-in-law, many times, is having to care for not only her parents, but her spouse's.
Well, the other thing,
so her career is the one that's wrecked.
Yes, that's true. But one thing to keep in mind is that we're beginning to see in the workplace more of a shift towards male caregivers. So in the workplace, you've got a 45%, 55% male-female split. And that means that it's as time goes on and there are more of these workplace accommodations that are made, that employers are beginning to recognize that it's not just the poor woman who's paying the price, but it's the high-priced male executive.
And I just heard this statistic out of Stockholm that American business is losing $66 billion a year from Alzheimer's disease, and that's lost productivity. $61 billion is what it was. $61 billion from lost productivity. 79% of that was from the absenteeism from adult children and spouses taking time off work to go care for their loved ones. So if employers understood everything you know and what we're trying to spread here, they could save themselves a lot of time and money.
Absolutely.
Wow. What else would you like to tell us about what you're doing?
Well, the Alliance is getting very interested in working on the issues of empowering caregivers. Caregivers beginning to, since there are so many millions of them, how come they don't have a political voice? Well, we're interested in seeing if there can be statewide coalitions of caregivers that can be pulled together by a state legislature, for example, that can then offer advice to the governor when the legislature is considering bills that would affect caregivers, or they can lobby for more respite care within the state. So the idea of beginning to empower caregivers to be advocates, not only for themselves and for their individual loved one, but beyond that for other caregivers, for caregivers as a whole, is a really important new component.
Fantastic. And I want to make sure everybody knows about your website. It's www.caregiving.org. And can people go on there and find out how to be an advocate and help you?
We're just getting started with that part of the project, and people can find out a lot of information on our website, including other websites to go to. The other thing that they should know is consumers can go on, and there's the only consumer clearinghouse of materials around caregiving. We've got about 1,000 books and videos, websites, training programs that are reviewed and abstracted and rated. And so people can go in and type in a keyword like Alzheimer's or end of life, and they can get a list of what are the best books and videos that are available out there.
Fantastic. You know, there's a lot of resources if people just knew to reach out. Any last minutes? We've got about 15 seconds.
Oh, I just think that it's important that caregivers understand that they're not alone.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. We'll have you back again, Gail. There's so much more to talk about. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'm Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, urging you to log on to elderrage.com for more information that may change your life. I've been your host today for this edutaining program. Please join us here every Saturday from 3 to 5. That's Pacific time. Please tell your friends and email them. And don't forget to listen online by Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on WSRadio.WS. And we are the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hey, big guy, you've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, you parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy two-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost, high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.